Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 13, 2021. Creating the screen. Question: where is the screen located, in the mind or in the feelings? Answer: the screen is located in the same place as the desire. As soon as a desire manifests itself in a person, one can obtain the intention to use this desire to rise above it. This is the creation of the screen. Question: is it possible to create a screen without a group, by oneself, only by reading books? Answer: in principle it is possible, and not only by reading books. But it is much more difficult than in the group. The group helps by attracting the upper light, the influence of the Creator, in such a way that a person receives an upper force and creates a screen. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 20, 2021. Opening the Book of Life. Zohar for All, Lecture, Item 105. It is also written that when the Ruach comes out of this world and enters the cave of Adam HaRishon and the patriarchs, they give him there a letter as a sign, since the harsh klipa, the grave, does not govern the Ruach, but requires mitigation from Bina once again. Hence, it enters the cave of Machpelah, the place of mitigation of the two letters He together, which are Malkut and Bina. This mitigation is called a notebook, which is a folded letter, like the fetus in its mother's womb, which is folded like a notebook, its head on its knees, indicating the ascent of Nehi to Huggat, three within three. When the Nehi is included in the Huggat, the baby does not have the concept of above and below, the lower and upper parts of his body are folded together. Being inside the mother in a folded state, he is like a message. This means that inside this state is the entire record of his spiritual information, everything that will later develop from him. And when he comes out, he opens up like opening a letter, and as a result, he begins to read his DNA, his spiritual gene, everything the Creator wrote in it. According to this message, a person begins to develop, gradually reading his entire fate along the lines, passing it in reality. This is why it is called that a person represents a message or a book. Question: what does folded state mean? Answer: the fact is that he must be folded because at first he is only a point, there are no realizations, no sensations in him yet, he is not yet unfolded before himself, he has not yet begun to read. It is like a book that when you open it, you begin to understand what it is about. And before that, the book of your fate and your life is closed because you are in the state of inside the womb, in the dark. Thus, a person receives a message from the previous degree when while in our world he did not feel himself at all and did not know about the point in the heart, about the book, or about this message. This is the book of fate. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 19. Ruach, a spiritual movement of a person. Ruach provides nefesh in this world. The Book of Zohar. Ruach in Hebrew means wind and spirit. That is, Ruach is a movement. The spirit, breathing, the breath, all are associated with what is moving. On the Ruach step a person's spiritual movement takes place. He feels such a connection with the upper that he begins to make some conscious movements, and thus enters into communication with him. He already knows which of his actions will cause the reactions of the Supreme. A dialogue arises between them. This baby begins to understand what is possible and what is not and how to react. He learns from an adult to be aware, to absorb everything into himself. And this absorption of signals, the sense of an adult, makes him like an adult. Therefore, these movements are called spirit, Ruach. Question: it is written, Ruach provides nefesh in this world. What does it mean when it says in this world? Answer: in this world is the state we're in. Each level I am on is called this world, my state. In our world a king, a monarch, a rich man, or a famous person can say, "This is my world." And the same thing can be said by a poor man or an unhappy prisoner. But for everyone, these are different worlds, that is, the state in which he is. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 18. Let the Creator leave me alone. Comment, Alexei writes, "Michael, you once said this, the one who is suffering, he is closer to the Creator than the one who is well. I feel very bad, but I don't feel that I am closer to the Creator. Conversely, let him leave me alone, finally." My response: this means, you are not suffering so much yet, dear Alexei. It means, you still have something to lose. If you were in complete despair, then you would say, "I don't need anything. Let it be the way the Creator does. I just want to be closer to Him." And immediately everything bad is replaced by good. Comment: but he has a feeling that he is suffering so much that he wishes that he would just leave me alone. My response: no, there is no crisis yet, no breakage. Comment: and this turning point is happening exactly on the verge where the future is closed, everything is closed, I feel very bad. My response: so it seems to him in his egoism. Egoism should work inversely here, and he would see a way out of his state, that in fact all this is done from the infinite kindness of the Creator. Question: is this why the Creator brings us to the edge? Answer: yes. So that we want to give up our egoism. Question: will humanity be brought to such a state, or will we come to our senses earlier? Answer: we must come to our senses very seriously. After all, the revelation of evil must happen completely. But it must be simultaneous with recognition. Recognition of evil. This is not just an evil that works in me, and in this way I decide to break away from it due to complete despair. It must be a conscious despair. Comment: that is, we should come to our senses before it gets really bad. Because if you look at prophets, what they wrote about today, it is better not to quote it. My response: both yes and no. Because here it is necessary to add, everything that the prophets wrote is absolutely true. Undoubtedly. But all that they wrote we can feel not in physical action without entering into suffering, but thanks to our mind. When we imagine such egoistic states and what they can lead us to, then we do not need to physically reach this. It's like a smart child, you gave one slap and he understood everything and corrected himself. But without a slap, he will not understand, it will not awaken him to correctly understand the situation. So we must correctly understand where and how we should add Kabbalah, awareness, and the dissemination of knowledge, so that even now, perhaps, from the slap that we receive, the whole of humanity feels and will still feel such an evil that it is necessary to rise above, otherwise it will be even worse. Because the wise man sees ahead. Then we will defeat the prophets, if I may say so. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 22, 2021. From formation to formation. Comment: throughout the entire development of humanity, two groups of people, the successful and the weaker ones, have been trying to reconcile, but nothing has come of it. The strong, of course, always succeed, and the weak cannot. Accordingly, the strong come to power and use the weak. The legislation of all countries works for the strong without protecting the interests of the weak. My response: this leads to all sorts of revolutions, and as a result the strong concede to the weak. Then the strong are forced to feed the weak and help them, because if the weak rise, they will begin to destroy the strong. Therefore, all this is a double-edged sword. Thus, society comes to a relatively balanced state. Naturally, if I was born in a rich and powerful family, then I have a different fate than someone who was born, even perhaps with better tendencies, in the family of a farm worker. There is still a lot that depends on different social conditions. However, in principle, a person fulfills himself, We can do nothing about this. Therefore, in our world, in this plane, it is useless to look for justice. We will never have it here. We can invent all sorts of laws, but we will not change anything. Look at the unfair laws we have. Everyone has to work 8 hours a day. But it is impossible to demand the same hours of work from each person. If I am created by nature as agile, strong, and fast, I will do a million things in 8 hours and earn a lot. And the other who is lazy and not very smart barely moves and will not earn his daily bread even in 10 hours. We must understand that nature created us, different for some specific purpose and not for the exploitation of the weak by the strong. Obviously, it is in the right combination with each other that we come to some common denominator, a common perfection. Moreover, the majority of people are not distinguished by a great mind, special qualities, or their sharpness. Question: why is there such an imbalance in the percentage ratio? Answer: according to the pyramid of human society, at the bottom there is a more or less general mass, which by nature has small desires and needs and accordingly drive and everything else. At that, I do not mean the origin of a person, because a stupid and lazy laggard can be born in a successful family. I am talking about the power of desire, about abilities. Very few such people who are at the peak of the pyramid are born. When this small part begins to exploit a large mass, it turns out that on the one hand, they are stronger, but on the other hand, there are fewer of them. This is where mutual dependence and mutual imbalance arise. How to bring all this to balance? All social theories are based on this. In this way, depending on the amount of egoism that is aroused in both the upper and lower parts of the pyramid, humanity moves from formation to formation. From Cab TV's close-up. Investing in a spiritual savings account. Question: a 10 in which we engage in internal spiritual work and in dissemination advances toward the future, to the next state. If I suddenly drop out from the 10 and feel discomfort and shame, can this state be called hell, from which I will later be able to feel the taste of bestowal unto the group, or is it just a preparation for more serious emotions? Answer: we can say that it is hell to some extent. Of course, there is what we call more serious levels later on, and you are yet to be fried with shame. But it is a good thing. Believe me, I have been in this line for 40 years and it is still a wonderful page in my life, my whole life in fact, and I don't regret it at all. I am over 70 and many of my friends I studied with at university or had been in touch with have already passed away. But I don't think that my fate is worse than theirs. Do not turn down an opportunity to get closer to the upper laws, to the upper world. After all, you do understand that it is for good. Each day that you invest is an investment in your general spiritual savings account. It is saved for everyone and enters each one's soul specifically. So do not underestimate any single lesson or any group activity, but carry on and advance. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 23, 2019.